This is my first time, like, taking it, like, not necessarily taking it seriously. So I used to do a podcast, like, over quarantine. I did a podcast, it was called The Fan Club, and that was, like, a, like, friend group I was in.
Uh-huh.
But, like, it was, like, I'm saying mostly males, but I was the only girly.
Mm.
And they were idiots, like, so some of them, like, they really, like, respected what I had to say as far as, like, making it better and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Because they actually did, like, have things to say.
Uh-huh.
Some of them.
Some of them.
The majority of them that actually talked had something to say.
Uh-huh.
But also, that was the problem. There was, like, fucking six of us on a mic. First
that would have never, yeah, that would have never worked out.
And, like, some of them didn't have shit to say. And I was like, that is okay. That is why they should be somewhere else. Doing, like, everybody doing their part.
Mm-hmm.
And their part is not speaking, because that's not their thing.
Mm-hmm. I should have, like, known that.
You said what?
Like, you should know that. Like, know your...
your role.
Yeah. Exactly. Or, like, even, like, know, like... I don't want to say a limit, because I don't want to limit people, but, like, know what you're good at and execute that.
No, exactly. But knowing what you're good at is also a way, like, knowing your limit, though.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because it's, like, my thing is, like, I'm a speaker. I'm not going to be the tech guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be as focused, and, like, I'm going to be getting distracted because I want to butt in the conversation.
Exactly. I'm going to be like, excuse me.
Exactly. You know? And so it's, like... that was, like, fun, so I have, like, some experience with it,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't get to take it, like, as seriously as I wanted to.
Mm.
And also, they always thought they could talk over me.
And that is where I really would do want to fight, like...
yeah.
Like, that's where I really, like, you start feeling heated, wandering weird, and it's, like, over with. It's...
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, alright. Like,
yeah.
Because my thing is, I was like, I'm trying to make a point, but you got... because the people that, like, didn't have much to say... they thought they were so funny, though. And the thing is, it's like, you may be super duper funny,
mm-hmm.
but you're steering us off from the conversation, like, the serious conversation that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not serious, but maybe just, like, passionate conversation, and then you want to make a joke that sizzles it out, and it's kind of just, like, it interrupts the flow.
Yep, and somebody might have needed what was going to be said next.
Exactly.
And then you
exactly.
stopped it, and I was like, whoever needed to hear that can't even hear it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I feel you. I feel you.
No, that's
100%.
Literally what I was on, like. But I just have a good feeling. I know we're gonna flow because we were flowing.
Exactly.
We were flowing.
Exactly.
Come
on.
Come
on. So, welcome back, y'all. This is, I don't know what number episode this is gonna be, but it's gonna be episode. So yeah. Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Hanifa Griffith. And this is the behind closed doors
podcast.
I have a special guest with me.
Hi, my name is Kiara Dunn. I'm so excited to be here. This is gonna be my first podcast, like, real podcast since 2020.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was a hiatus for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hiatus for sure from speaking.
Yeah. How did I feel like that 3 years? Or even more, hiatus.
Honestly, it's crazy that you asked me, like, when you did.
Mm.
You were like, random question. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, that's not random. Everything has a reason. Like, when you had said that and asked me to be on this,
uh-huh.
I was like, this is perfect because I've been asked to, like, be a part of, like, whether it was, like, acting, podcast, da-da-da, like, throughout, like, the 3 years that I had kind of had the hiatus. But I wasn't ready.
Mm.
Like, I hadn't, like... develop the confidence that I needed to in the voice that I have,
mm-hmm.
because I knew that I had a voice, like, that's always been something that I've known,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I was like, it's when you know you have a skill, it's like taking pride in it, right? And when you finally are able to take pride in it, you're able to kind of, like, perfect the craft,
mm-hmm.
and, like, get better, like, practice the craft,
mm-hmm.
and so I had to get to a point where I took pride in it,
mm.
and so, like, I've been taking, you caught me at a time where, like, I'm like,
yeah,
I know that my voice is of value.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel those 3 years, I felt like I was figuring it out.
Mm.
To answer your question.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like I was figuring it out, but I feel like I'm definitely still figuring it out, but I know a little bit more of what I'm doing.
Mm.
Like, I have a little bit more of an idea.
I resonate that so much.
Like, I'm like, wait, this might
be. I resonate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Heavily, resonate heavily. So I took 3 years too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's been 3 years. Time has been flying, so
yeah.
It's like, but I know it's been 3 years.
It feels like it was yesterday.
Yes,
but that's
yes.
a good thing because it's like we were able to reflect on it like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. True.
Like
true,
you know.
True. Mm-hmm. But I felt that exact same way. I felt like I wasn't, like my voice wasn't like where it needed to be as yet in terms of like confidence.
Yeah.
And
confidence in your message too.
That too.
You know?
That too.
Because I had to find my footing, man. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like, you know, people who like when we know like we're speakers, that's our thing. Like, because speakers, we just like. Not just, I don't want to reduce it down to regurgitate a message, but essentially, like, we kind of just, like, take in all this information, and what we do is, like, we kind of, like, we craft it, like, we're like, okay, we're researching, but, like, where does it go? Where does it go? And then we have to figure out how to, like, okay, like, we got to speak people's language now. Like, there's so many levels to be a speaker. It's not just talking. It's, like, knowing what you believe in and then knowing where your message fits in and, like, how to speak that language. Like, literally just to whoever. Like, you can't – people aren't going to receive it the same way. Like, it's, like, speakers are teachers. So it's like we
and
have
some
to
might
know.
Add their own little flair. Like some people speaking like, what do you call it? Metaphors.
Yeah.
And that helps reach a certain type of like audience or like community. Because I speak in metaphors. Like that's how I like understand.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know, so like I.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. That's fire. You're just poetic like naturally. That's just your shit.
Yeah, like I if I really have to like understand something or even speak it, I have to give you like a point of reference. And then I change that reference. Like yesterday I did a podcast. Very randomly.
Yeah.
And we talked about Ben 10.
Yeah.
Like, I use Ben 10 to talk about identity. And, like, that's how I understand
That's fire. You know? I like that. That's literally, that's very much how I think. Like, because I went to school for creative writing. But my entire life I've thought, like, oh, like, it's like, oh, metamorphosis. Oh, it's like a butterfly in a cocoon. Like, it's always an analogy. Like, there's a always, like an and. You know what I mean? Like, it's very much, like, I think I kind of also think in hypothesis, too. Like, in a weird way. Like, I'll connect it like that. Like, I'm, like, even though my way of thinking is very, like, experimental. Like, how do I even explain that to make that clear? Because I feel like that's very vague. Like, I feel like analogies, that's a, like, direct correlation. Everybody knows for sure that works. But I feel like the way that I think, I'm, like, I'm not sure if it works. But, like, just, like, turn your head. Like, tilt it. Oh, shit. Like, it works, right? Did you see that, too?
Oh,
you see that,
okay,
too?
Okay, okay.
Like I'll be, like, yeah, I'm, like, I'm not sure if it works. But, like, yeah, I think in perspective, like, everybody thinks in perspectives. But I feel like my mind is constantly, like, taking things and being, like, see if this fits here. It doesn't. Okay, let's throw that out. Actually, that didn't
work.
Let's
try something else.
Yeah. Like, it's literally, like, I'm, like. Because maybe sometimes I'll be talking on my ass, right? Like, that's why it's, like, a hypothesis. Like, I'm, like, it might work. But then the person I'm talking to, they're, like, oh, no, I see completely. I'm, like, okay. Boom. You get it. Like, you helped me understand what I was saying a little bit better.
So life is, like, an experiment.
Yeah.
Your language is your experiment.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's why I did creative writing. I didn't like the rules. I didn't like the rules. I didn't like the rules. Like, I love English. I've always loved language. But I didn't like the rules. I understood them really well growing up. Like, as I was learning English, that was always my strongest, like, subject. But my problem was I was like, I get the rules, but I feel like they're very limiting. And I feel like we could understand things with a new, not just new perspective, but a new depth. If we play around with it a little bit more. Like, I chose creative writing because I was like, it's playful in nature.
It is.
It's playful in nature. Like, Dr. Seuss,
come
that
on,
man, like, that man was fucking around. Like, like, he was a clown. And I was like, no, it doesn't make sense, but yes, it does, because he was experimental. He was like, is it like a zoot? Is a flute like a zoot? And it's like, well, maybe. Actually, yeah, like, I get it, you know, like, you have those aha moments, you know, like, I feel like that's my language.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I got fuck with that heavy. And it's so funny that it fits with creative writing. Like, you're saying, I'm like, wow, puzzle piece connected.
Yeah.
puzzle piece connected. Yeah. But that also like goes into the conversation we were having about like discovery mm-hmm. and authentic. I think you said authentic discovery, like yeah. authentic expression.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
It fits with that a lot.
Yes, because like I feel like it's really interesting. I feel like that's been like I brought that up, and I really, really wanted to talk about that because I feel like that's something that. It's just been at the forefront of all of our minds recently. I feel like I feel like as a collective, just as people, like authentic, regardless of how it fits. Like for some people, I know I have some friends that like they're at a place where like the way that authenticity is fitting in their life is like not people pleasing or like maybe through their like expression, like stylistically mm-hmm. or like creatively, like through their art or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've never really struggled too much. Everybody struggles with this, but I've never struggled too much with saying what I have to say, mm-hmm. doing what I have to do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I've struggled in the area of being who I want to be as far as like, how, like, my expression, like, understanding it. Mm-hmm. I've always expressed myself no matter, like, what facet it was, but I didn't understand it. I feel like everyone around me understood my essence, mm-hmm. but me.
Wow.
Like, and I had to, in order to understand that, I realized I had to remember my foundations and what they meant to me. Like the intensity of my foundations, not just like, oh, I like this kid show, but it's like, no, like admitting to myself again, like, no, I was a fucking stan, like, like literally, I have a box of like Catwoman comics, and like a huge box, and like when people would come over my house, they'd always be like, oh, you like Catwoman? I'd be like, yeah, I like her, like she's cool. Mm-hmm. But like I'm like no, more she's
than
cool.
That. Yeah, like there's more than that.
Yes, like you she's know, cool. Yeah. And, like, I feel like I've had this kind of just, like, not even, like, I was disconnected to my inner child because I'm childish. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very childlike. That's something I can't let go of. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, again, it's just, like, the intensity, the impact. Mm. Like, remembering the impact that these things made on me. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, no, like, I like Catwoman because I felt like that was me. Mm. Like, not just Catwoman, but Selena Kyle. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, not just the persona, but who she was when she wasn't fighting crime. Mm. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like it took me really, like, sitting and being, like, having to fully just, like, dive back into, like, my thing. Just my little thing. Just my little things that I like. Mm-hmm. To really be like, okay. No, like, not the plane, because not it getting me off track. But no, it took that for me to remember who I was. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been being who I was regardless, but it still meant something to remember. Mm. To remember who I was and to understand fully. Like, I'm like, oh, no, I see what other people see. Because obviously not everybody's going to see you, like, the same way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like there are things about me, like, this came full circle because I was talking to this girl that made this comment very recently. Mm-hmm. But I have a friend back in college, and she had made a comment where, like, we were all hanging out, and one of her friends, he was like, can I see your Instagram? Let me see your Instagram. And I showed him, and he was like, your Instagram is, like, so, like, it's so you. It's such your personality. And my friend, she was like, I don't think Kiara can do anything without putting her personality in it. And I agreed with that, but I was like, I still don't understand it. Mm, like, you
what
know?
Is it you're talking about?
Yeah, like what thing. Is that thing? Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I was like, what is that? Like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And, like, I was just so confused. Like, I was like, everybody says this, but I don't know what that means. Mm. But I feel like since kind of, like, rediscovering just my thing, it's like, I'm like, oh, it's just like a potency. Mm. It's always like something that's like, I mean that in a very general like way, because potency doesn't always look the same. Like sometimes it's like, oh, she has like big hair. Mm. Or like, why does she have like a teddy bear monkey around her neck? Mm-hmm. Like I'll wear like a monkey as a scarf or something. But it's always something that it's like, bro, what? Mm. But it's like, that's my me. But I always need that one thing. Like, people don't always do flashy, mm-hmm. but I'll do flashy, but it's not necessarily always, like, jewelry. Sometimes it's like flashy, like it's like, why does she have ducks on her shoes? Like, you know,
mm-hmm. and those things are correlating to you,
exactly,
like how you want to how you see yourself and want to express yourself,
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. And it's like people understanding, like, real recognizing real,
yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. So it's like people that actually do, like, see me the way that I do want to be seen, mm-hmm. even if when Ooh, I didn't understand it, mm-hmm. you know. Like, it's like, they're like, I know those ducks are like you like ducks. Mm. Like, you just like little, not even like you like know all the facts about ducks. You just like the sound. Because I know that you like sounds. Like, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, you like little toys and things like that. Mm. And it's cool because even finally understanding, like, my essence again, it's cool because looking back, I'm like, oh, yeah, those people really did get me. Mm-hmm. Like, and I could see, like, it's just all, it all connects. It just all connects. It just all connects. It's so silly. It's so silly.
Dang, you just said something I was trying to hold on to before I forgot. Because one thing about me, like, my thoughts, like, I don't know, they be running with speed of light.
It's real.
You said something about the term, like, wanting your friends to see you how you see you.
Mm-hmm.
And that hits so hard because you can express yourself how you want to express yourself,
yeah.
but still be seen
yeah.
very much opposite to how you think you're portraying.
Yeah.
And to have someone, like, to see what you're portraying and actually have the exact same words that you use to describe that thing.
Yeah.
That's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's very big for me because I feel like I realized this when I was out the other night, like, my entire life, like, again, I do believe in real, recognize real, mm-hmm. and my friends, like, my friends that I hold dearly, because everybody goes through their, like, friends where it's like, oh, they weren't really friends, they're not necessarily bad people, but mm-hmm. those weren't your people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, like, went through a majority, like, of my life just being like, I was like, they don't get it, they don't get what I'm like, they don't, whoever they was at the time throughout different periods, I was like, you don't get it. And I realized this, like, when I was out the other night, I was by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do that on purpose sometimes because, like, you get to just be whoever
you want to
be
yes.
when you're out by yourself.
Yes.
Not
yes.
saying that you're constrained by your friends, because me and my friends do love to do a little bit. But at the same time, it's just really interesting to, like, even though we know we could be whoever we want to be,
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, when we're by ourselves, I feel like we're actually more prone to just be ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, like, it's really interesting to see, oh, like, it's almost like, I feel like kind of like a marketer mm-hmm. when I'm by myself, like, marketing myself
mm-hmm.
to people. But it's really interesting, like, not in a way where it's like I need to be liked, but in a way where it's like, I feel like you understand just, like, the human psyche a little bit more when you're interacting by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the way where it's, like, so I'm out by myself, and I'm just, like, looking around, like, reading not even just the words, but just, like, body language and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, interacting with people, blah, 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 blah. And I almost do, like, it's almost like a social experiment whenever I go out by myself, because I do kind of, like, consensuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, oh, and it there was something that kind of just, like, finally clicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, people end up really liking me because they think that I'm stuck up at first. And I was like, that's so silly because mm-hmm. I, like, love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, people think that I'm really choosy, like, really picky, like, looking around, like, hmm. But I'm like, no, I'm looking around because I'm like, everybody's so cute.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, interesting.
Yeah, like, everybody's mm-hmm. doing their shit, like, you look good, and, mm-hmm. like, I see you doing, like, I like, I know it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really interesting, because I was like, wow, I really am not seen, like, by the, like, the masses, because, like, again, like, not everybody's your people,
mm-hmm.
like, even though, like, you could love everybody, not
yeah.
everybody understands you.
Exactly.
Not mm-hmm. everybody understands you like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there are people that need to work to understand you. And that's okay, too, because there are people that you need to work to understand.
Yeah.
But then there are, like, people that just get you because mm-hmm. they're just right there with you. And I feel like those are the people that I'm just, like, I become friends with just very naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And they get it. But I'm in a new place. And I'm, like, not just in a new state, but in a new venue. And I'm like, yeah, these people don't understand me yet.
And in a new version of yourself, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you're someone that, especially, like, as a Black woman,
mm-hmm.
when you're someone that is very often misunderstood, you kind of, even when you aren't, like, fully engaged yet, mm-hmm. I'll, like, watch, but not in a skeptical way, but I kind of just, like, I'll just be watching, just, like, appreciating the vibe for what it is, even if it's not a vibe that I'm usually, like, attracted to, like, mm-hmm. I appreciate it for what it is, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. And then I engage, because that's part of, like, understanding. It's not just watching, it's engaging as well. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I grasp a pretty decent, like, understanding, like, of what's going on, like, what, like, makes someone comfortable at the very least, mm-hmm. through just, like, their body language and things like that. Because as a Black woman, we feel very out of place, mm-hmm. a lot of our lives. So yes. It's, like, it's really interesting, like, interacting and kind of just being, like, like, people are like, oh, shit, you're, like, you're this? Mm. And it's like, yeah, like, just how I noticed you're that. Like, but we're still doing our part. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It's really interesting kind of just understanding. I feel like experiences like that kind of just, like, further, they used to make me feel more out of place, but I feel like they further my understanding of where I'm supposed to be now. Mm. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. And then, like, that authenticity part comes in too, because exactly. if you weren't authentic to who you were or who you are, mm-hmm. then you wouldn't be able to, like, see those
exactly
things,
exactly,
you know,
exactly,
yeah,
exactly, because mm. it's a fixed mindset in the way where it's like when you're observing, you're literally just, like, perceiving. You really don't know. Mm. You really don't know. And it's like understanding that you don't know. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I have a like hunch. I have pattern recognition. Mm-hmm. I have pattern recognition at the best. And then you engage, and that's when it's either confirmed or denied. Mm-hmm. But it's not a I know for a fact mindset, because we've had that projected onto us. Uh-huh. Where it's like, oh, like, I just know, like, she, like, has her chin up a little bit like this. I just know mm. she's stuck up. And it's like, no, I have my chin up because I've been practicing improving my posture, actually. Like, that's a real thing. Like, I've really been doing, like, I'll, like, walk like this. And I'm like, oh, like, do I look like, I'm like, no. And I'm just still like, going to do it, though, because mm-hmm. I'm practicing my posture. And they don't, I'm like, you don't have to get it. I get it, though.
And people sure who understand me will get it.
Right, you know? Right. I'm like, you think I'm stuck up? I know I'm trying to prevent hyperkyphosis. Mm. So it's really interesting, though, like, just, like, getting to that point, like, and my authenticity, like, it's just nice.
It is.
Because it's like, oh, I'm not floating anymore. Like, I know who I am, and I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Just that,
and people can actually see you,
yeah, and it's like, you can ask me about it, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna not correct my posture and, like, do this just because you think that, like, mm. it's like, you could just ask questions, just be investigated.
Wow. I was just having this conversation with myself, actually. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, doing, like, an intro to, like, the season that's yeah. gonna happen,
yeah,
and I was thinking that exact same thing. I was like, if nobody understands what I'm doing, they just ask me a question.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. If you want to understand why I may be acting this way, ask me a question.
Yeah.
And I think people think that's offensive in a sense, mm. but it's like, if you want to understand, you have to understand the question.
Yeah.
Or, as you said, through engaging.
Yeah, because if you care enough, like, if it's something enough to provoke a thought mm. or a reaction or an idea, I think that's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. First off, like, the fact that anybody or anything is able to provoke a thought, a feeling, a reaction. Mm. Okay, like, why wouldn't you want to know more? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the way that I think about things. I'm like, if I, like, even if it's something that I don't like, I'm like, I don't really like that. Mm. I don't like that. Maybe that's something that I don't understand. Mm. Like, what is, because it's easy to be curious about things that you do like. Mm-hmm. It's, like, and this is human error just across the board. I feel like we've all been here where we're like, I don't like that. And then we go further away from it. And it's like, well, you may not understand it. And maybe, honestly, when you begin to understand it, you might not even like it more. But at least you understand it. Mm-hmm. At least you've investigated.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually say for sure mm-hmm. that you don't like it.
Exactly. Like, it's like the quote, like, don't knock it till you try it.
Exactly.
Don't knock it till exactly. you try it.
I just wish people would understand that too. Just like understanding and questioning.
Yeah.
Because that's what life is about. I feel we get so stuck in this, like, I must know everything.
Yeah, because that's how we find a foundation. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say this to my kids all the time because they always worried about being wrong on their homework, their papers, and things like that. But I was open with them about this. I was like, I don't even grade for accuracy. I never graded for accuracy unless it was a test. Anything before that, like any homework, any in-class work, I never graded for accuracy. Because I was like, how do you figure out where you feel like you fit in, where you feel like the answer, like the correct answer is, if you don't like explore first? And I was like, don't get me wrong. I know that when you explore, you run the risk of getting lost. But when you're lost, you can always be found.
Come on. Come on.
Like
being lost is not the end all be all.
It's not.
You will find a different way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we're in, what's this park called? Prospect Park. There's so many different paths you can take. So many different paths. You can get lost. You can venture this way. You can venture that way. But at the end, you will find an exit.
Yeah.
You will find an exit.
Yeah, like, I rather, honestly, because I've been in points in my life where I was super duper lost. And like, hindsight is 20/20. I rather be lost than super fixed in like one place.
Same.
Than stuck, than stagnant, than unmoving. Because, like, there's a quote and it's like, the hard will be broken and the soft will prevail. Because when you're too fixed in a mindset, like, you're stuck and the world keeps moving. The world around you keeps moving, and then you're only getting more and more confused, but you won't do anything about it because you want to be stuck in that mindset. That's difficult. Like, that's difficult, and you start to feel like, I'm not going to lie, I've never really had, like, a fixed mindset just because, like, my mom really raised me on, like, people know what they're talking about even when they don't. It's important to talk. It's important to be wrong so that you can be right. But how would you know that you're wrong if you don't allow someone else to be right? That's what a fixed mindset does. That's what stagnancy does. It's like it prevents you from growth.
Yes.
Like being lost, at least like when you're lost, like you're growing because you're learning new things. And it's like there's no such thing as something not applying to you. There's no such thing because there is us in everything.
Yes.
So it's like,
how can you say that this right here, right now, does not apply?
Exactly. Like, a fixed mindset, like, I feel like people don't understand that, like, at the end of the day, like, I've talked to friends about this. I've talked to kids about this. Because this is something that's so important to me. Like, stagnancy, I've always hated it. I've always hated it. Not because it's hurt me, but because it separates people. When you're stagnant, like I've had friends that, like, I've seen in, like, stagnant positions in their life, and I'm like, you're not hurting me. You're separating yourself from everybody and everything around you when you're stagnant.
Ooh, I feel that.
Because the world is moving around you. Like, that's hard. That's lonely.
It is. It is.
That's lonely.
I resonate so much with that because I feel like I'm just getting out in a period of stagnation. Not in terms of, like, thoughts per se, but just, like, things around me.
Yeah.
I got too complacent with what life was offering.
Yeah.
And I started to realize, like, I don't want to say identify, but, like, I don't fit into what I've created right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel comfortable in what my reality is.
Yeah.
So, like, for a little context, like, I went to school. I've been going to school for, like, a long time now. Yeah. So, I just finished. And, you know, the way to go is, like, to find a work in social work. And it's, like, start my career off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Start that thing. Mm-hmm. But the more I thought about it, the more I was, like, but what if I don't?
Yeah.
Like, what if I try something different?
Yeah.
You know, like,
I like that.
What's going to happen? Like, yes, I'm going to feel very much uncertain. Yeah. And, you know, we feel very uncomfortable when we're in that uncertainty. But it's like, in this uncertainty, other things can be birthed.
Yeah. That's facts. Like, in uncertainty, like, I found that, like, pressure and faith, those two things combined, they breed creativity, and it ultimately breeds opportunity.
100%.
Like, pressure, like, my mom would always say, pressure makes diamonds, and I'm like, no, that's true. That's true. Like, it's like, when another door closes, like, that, some, them doors be slamming sometimes.
Come on.
They be slamming. Like, and it's not even, like, sometimes it's not even us slamming it. Because a lot of the times I feel like when I'm in situations where I'm uncertain, it's not because I plan to get there.
Exactly. Like, trust me, I was trying. I was trying every way to not be here.
Right.
Trust.
Because when a plan is laid out, like, you know, you're like, you get out of school, go into social work, you pursue, that's the typical path. We're like, okay, word, that's the plan. I got the plan set out. And then the plan set out, and then we set out to do the plan. And then there's greater plans. And then there's greater plans. And it's whether you accept that or not. And that's when a fixed mindset, that's why I'm like, a fixed mindset separates you. If you have a fixed mindset, you're like, no, I'm stuck on that original plan. No, I'm stuck on it.
Like, I have to do this. I have to do this.
And it's sometimes like, I know it takes a little bit of letting go. And letting go is very sacrificial.
It is.
Even if it is just a plan. It feels like a death. It's definitely a death.
Come on.
Because you had this whole vision, and it's sacrificing. It's being okay with giving your baby. Giving your baby up, that's hard.
Or giving your younger self up. Because your younger self is the thing that you dreamt this.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you planned for this. Exactly. You were preparing for this.
Exactly.
And then to give that up, I was, like, legit having a conversation about this. I was, like, talking to one of my friends, and I posted on my story that I was going through this time, and no words was, like, it wasn't helping ease me.
Yeah.
It felt very, like, dismissive of the situation.
Yeah.
And he said it so, like, he said it, and I'm like, this is what I needed.
Yeah.
He said, it's okay to give up on a dream you thought you were always going to have.
Yeah.
Because if you're continuously trying to push and push and push, and you know this thing is not for you,
yeah,
why are you harming yourself?
Yeah.
You know, like, we have to be able to release and let go when we know things are not working.
Yeah.
Because then if you try to hold on to it, it's just like, it's going to start to sting.
Yeah.
It's
going to start to sting. Like, it's literally like, I don't know. It's like hugging something and, like, you just, like, squeeze tighter, and you know it's getting warmer the tighter, and it's getting hot and it's burning. And it's like, and there's a point where, there have been points in my life where it was clear I was supposed to let something go. And I've definitely, like, hugged it tighter. And at that point, things can bust.
Yes.
Things can bust.
Yes.
Because it's getting, you feel it getting hotter, you feel it burning, and then it's going to explode. It's like, if you're not going to make the choice, because it's about making a choice.
Yes.
And if you're not going to make the choice is going to be made for you.
Ooh-wee.
Like.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. That legit is, yes, exactly what I'm going through. I had the whole plan. I even put a down payment for an apartment.
Yeah.
That's how much I was holding on to this dream.
Yeah.
I was holding on so much. And life legit knocked me and said, oh, sis, no, you're going to be sleeping on your brother's couch in New York.
Like, yeah.
That's where you need to be.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. If it was not for that, and if it was not for my plan not working, I would have never brought my podcast back.
Yeah.
Because I'd been stuck in that cycle of trying to make this thing work. You know? So now that I see it in front of me, like, this was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I was supposed to let this go.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to be here.
Yeah. No, that's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact, because the people need to hear what you have to say. Like, the universe was like, no, it's time.
It's time.
It's time. You got to start. Like, we need to hear what you have to say. Like, that's.
Yeah. And then it goes back to, like, what you said in terms of, like, being soft.
Because
as you were thinking about it, like, I thought about, like, you know those rocks that have those holes in it? Like, you have to be that type of way. You have to let things infiltrate and change you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be able to
That's
be soft.
Beautiful. Infiltrate and change you. That's that's real. That's real. Because sometimes, like, I like that. Infiltrate and change you. Because sometimes that's also a purification. Like, like, and you're realizing, you're like, wait, like, actually, this is actually what I wanted. This is actually what I wanted. Because I know we have a tendency to say, like, better than we could have imagined. Exactly. But that better than we could have imagined yes, it's better than we could have fathomed, mm-hmm. but that's actually what we wanted, though. Mm. Because it's a matter, I found that, like, a lot of the times, the phrase, better than we could have imagined, is almost like, it's a synonym for dream.
Mm.
That's our yeah. dream whole time, though.
Mm.
Because there's something that, like, there's things that we want, mm-hmm. but there's things that we dream of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we go for things that we want, not for what we dream of.
Ooh, come on now.
Because we're not sure if we deserve it.
Ooh, come on now.
So it's that purification process of, like, it's taking all the, like, it's like, okay, anyways, like, you deserve it because this is your shit.
Mm-hmm.
You dreamed of it for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. it's a dream of for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I heard somebody say, like, dreams are just versions of yourself that you're seeing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, how could you not go after that version of yourself that you're seeing?
Yeah.
To the point where you're feeling it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Things around you are starting to look like that thing that you always wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
No, literally, like, even, it's crazy because, so, like, how do I even, like, I knew from a very young age, like, it's funny because I actually, like, little, like, side story about me.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really struggled learning how to read, write, and speak growing up.
Mm.
Like, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really funny because I even remember, like, being in first grade. Like, I remember these because they were such intense feelings. I remember being in first grade and, like, my teacher was like, she never talks. Like, she would call home to my mom and be like, she doesn't talk. And there were just, like, a long period of time where I just, like, didn't speak because I also, like, I was like, girl, I can't read. Like, I'm struggling to read, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that, like, I had stuff to say, though. Like, I was like, I know that I have these thoughts, though. Mm. And I know that I have these, because I've always had these feelings.
Mm.
And I always just dreamt of, like, being heard.
Mm.
Just being heard. It doesn't necessarily need to be, like, on a crazy scale. But I've wanted to not just be heard, but be felt through my words.
Mm.
And so I feel like, you know, like we were talking about earlier, when I finally accepted, you know, like, I deserve this,
mm-hmm.
and I started taking my craft seriously, like, I started walking down, I'm like, wait, I'm walking down the path of my dream,
mm-hmm.
and it feels like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels like it. Like, it doesn't just, it's not just like, oh, like, this is something that's happening. It's like, no, it definitely feels like it. And when I know it's for me, because it's been too easy.
Mm.
I'm like, this is stuff that I've dreamt of. It's too easy.
Mm.
I'm guest starring on a podcast. This is a big deal for me.
Come on.
This is a big deal for me. Like, I didn't ask to be on it. You asked me.
Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy because I felt, and I was going to ask you that same day I met you. Because
mm-hmm.
the reason why I wasn't talking that much, because I was listening to you. Like, I was, like, really listening to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I would love to hear more of how you think.
Because
you were talking to Ross and you're also talking to somebody else. And I'm like, yeah, I have to ask. And then I forgot that day. And
yeah.
then that's when I texted you and I was like, random question.
Yeah.
Like, I was feeling very much called to, like, have you speak.
Yeah, that was so important. Like, that really was. Because it's just, like, there literally have been, like, just, like, little things where I'm like, wait, like, my speech is being acknowledged. And that's a really cool thing, especially when you were someone that always had all these feelings.
Mm.
Because I had all these feelings, not just, like, for myself, but I feel like I'm the type of person where, like, I would, they weren't just feelings like, oh, like, I feel sad or I feel mad, but I'd be observing and I'm like, I feel like I understand them.
Mm.
Like, I feel like I feel, you know what I mean? And, like, I see them, but I want to be able to put words to it. Because what I found is that a lot of people have all these feelings, but they can't put words to it.
Yes.
But when you could put words to it, they feel seen.
Yes.
And so, like, there were times I was like, I understand what it feels like to not feel seen.
Yes.
Because when you can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't express, like, when you're struggling to write, when you're struggling to, like, express what you're feeling and what you're seeing, you do feel invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, no, I want, like, I know that I need to be able to get these words out. So I took reading and writing seriously. Like, I was like, I'm going to learn this at whatever cost.
Mm.
I was serious. Like, even at my little young age, I was like, I'll go to remediation. Like, because, like, obviously they're, like, adults, or you have to go anyways, but I wasn't fighting it. I was like,
let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Because, like, I have something, like, little me was like, regardless of, like, what, like, teen me, whatever, getting lost, whatever, little me knew had a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Little me knew I had a dream. She was ready. She was ready. And I read everything. Mm-hmm. Like, when I finally learned how to read and speak, I just didn't stop.
I just didn't stop.
And I read everything. And even when I'm wrong, like, I was telling a friend just yesterday, I was like, I love talking.
Mm-hmm.
I love talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I love being wrong because I'm like, then somebody could just tell me I'm right.
Exactly.
And it sparks conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It sparks
like
conversation.
Why are you thinking that way? Or how do you get to this conclusion?
Exactly.
It goes back to the hypothesis.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Like, I've always been, like, I'm like, it's okay to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you could tell me why, like, what's right and why you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get so-and-so to tell me, like, tell us some perspective. And it's a whole conversation.
Yes, yes.
It's a whole conversation.
And now we're all learning.
Exactly.
Because
conversation only furthers understanding. Like, there's no such thing as, like, it's like, conversation only turns into an argument when somebody's not listening.
Mm. Yes.
Like, as soon as, even if you're not yelling, it's an argument when someone's not listening.
Mm.
So as long as everybody's listening and open and soft, we're having a good time.
A great time.
And we're all being seen.
Mm-hmm. For who we are.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. Even in our incorrectness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that may be who you are the moment, but you admitted you were wrong. You were open to listen and wait, you just changed.
Mm.
You just grew. You got lost for a second.
But we found you.
That's the best feeling. Mm. That's the best feeling. Like, I just, I be kicking my legs. I'm like, dude, like, I don't know. It just feels like conversation is unity.
It is.
It really is. Like, even the hard ones, like sometimes I'll be talking, when I first meet people, it's so silly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we're getting to know each other, and I'm like setting boundaries, things like that. Like, people are like, oh, this is a hard conversation. I'm like, no, it's not hard.
Mm.
It's only hard when someone's not, because it's so silly. It's like, we get to points in our life where we are around people that, like, just don't accept you for who you are.
Yeah.
That's when it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's not listening.
Mm. But if you have someone who's willing to go there with you,
exactly,
and willing to listen to you,
exactly,
then you can get nothing but beauty from that.
Exactly. And someone that's willing to listen is someone that understands that, like, a state of being isn't stagnant.
Mm.
Being is an action.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being is, like, you can put on the astronaut hat and then put on the cowboy hat.
Mm.
Because that's just who you're being.
Mm.
Like, you could be the cowboy. You could be the astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally an action. Like, it's not one thing. Like, you're not just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not nobody's one thing. We're not a monolith.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's literally, like, the silly thing about humanity. Like, we're silly.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like, we're not serious.
Mm.
Like, we're not.
We're not. I'm not supposed to be.
Yes.
We're not supposed to be.
Yes. Like, we're always changing, because how would we get anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
How would we get anywhere if we stayed the same?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you said that, like, to be, and to be is, like, an action. Then I thought it was a thing. Like, when you write sentences, you're like, to be, you're not going to put to be full stop.
Exactly.
You know, like, you're going to, there's so many things that can happen after that to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not a limit.
Yeah.
And if we're saying that we are beings,
yeah,
in action,
yeah,
and it's like, we can always change.
Yeah,
there's always room to figure something else out.
Yeah. No. Mm. Like, I find that, like, I really liked theater when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just, like, acting literally just as a hobby. It wasn't something where I actually felt like I wanted to, like, go, like, full into Hollywood or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just liked it as a form of just, like, therapy.
Mm.
Because actors are really good at understanding that they're not just one thing.
Yes.
Like, they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go into a role, you have to remember who you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
But they also know that they could be more of that.
Mm.
Because feelings and experiences are a spectrum.
Mm.
They're not just opposites. Like, they're not just I'm mad and I'm sad. It's a spectrum. You could feel both of those two things at the same time and be like right in the middle. Like, I feel like a lot of the times we're like conditioned like socially to think in black and white, but everything is a spectrum. Everything is a spectrum, and when you remember that, you could lean more like, okay, I resonate with this role. She's really fun. She's really silly. She's a little sillier than me. She's a little wilder than me, but I could step into that. I could step into that essence. I could go, I could, like, move myself on the scale a little bit. And when you remember that, you're like, oh, yeah, it's all, like, contextual. It's all contextual. And there's no need to be hard. Because when you're hard, you think everything's just the same.
But you think it's just this and this.
Exactly. 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 And it just, I don't know, I feel like stagnant people just need to read a book. It's like,
these will go outside.
Because when I've gotten to points where, like, it's hard for me to stay in a period of stagnancy, but everybody's had that, you know? Everybody's had a period of stagnancy. And when I've gotten there, literally, I'm like, yeah, you need to read a book. You need to go talk to somebody.
Think about something differently.
Yeah.
Because if you're thinking it in the same way, and you know you're getting the exact same results,
that's insanity.
I guess I'm not going to say that. That's the legit definition of insanity.
That's literally insanity.
So why not just, like, and it's so funny. I was doing something today, actually, and I don't know if I was picking up a box or something, and I decided to, like, stand up in a different way. I'm like, this looks kind of different. And I started to think about that thing in a different way.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, imagine if I just did that with my life. Like, I just saw what was going on, but I just chose, let me just think about this in a different way.
Yeah.
Let's see where that might go.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, it makes a huge difference, because even if, like, I find that, like, when you're just, like, experimenting with anything, even if it doesn't work, you start to, like, you're like, okay, but let me tilt it maybe just a little bit more then. And then when it finally clicks, you're like, oh, not only does it work, but it's efficient as well. And I love efficiency. I love efficiency. Oh, my gosh. I'm just like, I love, like, just like, because efficiency to me is flow. And so when I see things flowing and everything's doing its part and everything's like my mom would even say when I was growing up, she would say, like, when we didn't do our chores and stuff, she'd be like, you know, it's important to do your chores, because we're not just family, but we're a well-oiled machine. Everybody does their part. Everybody knows they're, like we're efficient. And, like, we could play around. Like, we know Kiara doesn't like to do the dishes, so maybe we'll have her sweeping. You know, like, try something new. And that was my thing. That was my thing. But it's just, like, I've been talking, like, this has just been, like, a huge overarching conversation that I've been continuously having, like, all summer. It's just, like, I wish that everybody, like, understood how important their part is. And, like, appreciated their part. Because when you really understand how important your part is and how good you are at that part, too, and how you doing your part actually makes you shine the brightest, it's making everybody proud, but it's making you proud. Like, and I'll find sometimes, like, when things, like, because, like, doing your part is harmony. Flow, harmony, like, all of that, those are all synonyms. And when I find that someone's not doing their part and they're trying to do someone else's part, I'm like, you're not satisfied.
Supposed to be doing that. Yeah.
And you're not even happy because you're too busy trying to figure out what someone else is doing and how they're doing it. And I'm like, you know why you're struggling to figure it out? Because that's not your shit.
You're not supposed to be like them.
Yeah.
At all.
Because that's not your shit. Like, that's why, like, you're struggling, you're mad, and you feel disgruntled. You're out of line. Get back in the line. Get back in the line.
Get in your lane.
Yeah, like, you know that you're the caboose. The caboose is important, man. You literally, like, what? Come on. I loved being the caboose. Like, it's just, like, everybody's part is super important. And you can feel when everybody's doing their part, too. You can feel it. You're just like,
Yeah.
You're satisfied. Mm-hmm. You can feel everybody's satisfaction and everybody feels seen. Mm-hmm. Even if, like, some people may be like, well, I think that the soundboard is the most important part. And it's like, for you, because mm-hmm. you're good at that. Mm-hmm. But everybody's part, it's like we're nothing without each other. Mm-hmm. Essentially.
Essentially.
Essentially, that's all I'm saying is that we're nothing without each other. Mm. There's no, like, we only need so-and-so, or we need everybody. Mm-hmm. We need everybody.
And that reminds me of the, the text that you sent about the topic you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And then I think we said that, like, it involves freedom.
Yeah.
And I think too, like, I agree with you. I want everybody to do their part.
Yeah.
Because once you do your part, you tap into that flow that you're talking about. Yeah. But I also know, like, it takes so much freedom to be able to get into that space of doing your part.
Yeah.
And I fear that the world that we're living in is not going to be efficient for everyone to be able to, like, do their part.
Yeah.
Because when I think about, like, artists like Maya or like Moon mm-hmm. or myself,
yeah,
it's like we have to work hard to get that freedom,
yeah,
to do that thing,
yeah.
And it makes me sad too, because not a lot of us have the freedom, yeah, to do that thing,
yeah.
And it's like, damn.
Well, that's because I've definitely thought about that, right? Mm-hmm. And something that, because not only doing your part helps you with the freedom. Mm. But reminding people mm-hmm. of their part too. Mm. Like, there are times where, like, I've just found that, like, just a mass, like, it's just been a huge shift of, like, okay, I'll explain it this way. I really don't like distribution, right? Like, or, like, wrong distribution or a lack of distribution when I see something. Mm-hmm. And so, because that's out of balance. That's not harmonious. Mm. And so I'll be like, okay, somebody's doing someone else's job, or they're not doing a job at all, mm-hmm. and they might have forgot, like, what their job is, so I'm gonna remind them. So there are times where, like, and one of my, oh my gosh, I love my, like, my friends from back home. I love all my friends, but one of my friends, he kind of helped heal my relationship with Minigan, because I was like, man, y'all about useless. And that's the ironic part, is that they're supposed to be very useful. And so, my friend, one of my friends, shout out Rico. We love Rico. Rico was like, we would go out to eat, like, me and all the girls, and Rico would come, whatever, whatever. And Rico was like, no, like, y'all work really hard. You already have the pressures, like, as women, just, like, societally. Mm. Like, he understands, like, hierarchy, right? Mm-hmm. And because he understands it, he understands how to work against it, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, okay, like, you know, you work hard, you're women. Let me just pay for your food at the very least. Mm. That's the least I can do, is be useful and provide protection. Mm. Like, I'm gonna provide food for you, nourishment. I'm going to provide protection for you at the very least. Because mm-hmm. that's his role.
Come on.
Like, is he any of our boyfriends? No. But he understands that in the hierarchy, the privileges that he's given. Mm. And he's like, okay, instead of just sitting, because greed is just holding on to it. Even if you're not abusing it, even if you're not abusing it, holding on to it is abusing it, because that's hoarding. Mm-hmm. That's greed. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, yeah, it's not benefiting me just sitting on it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, through him, like, reminding me of his role, he reminded me of my role to rest. Mm. When I'm in the position to rest. Because, like, I'm doing enough just being here. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so, like, when he reminded me that, I was like, you know what? Yeah, like, it's okay to remind people of their role, because that helps free me further. Like, so I'll be out sometimes, and I'm like, all right, like, who's gonna be our provider of protection for the night? And you know what's crazy is, like, you, like, it's not even a, it's not even a sense of using somebody. It's like, you'd be surprised when, okay, actually I'll use this as an example. Mm-hmm. I was thinking very heavily about that, right? And about just like the role that my friend Rico has played and kind of just shifting my perspective with that. And I was like, you know, like, my father isn't somebody that's been in my life, like, the majority of my life. He wasn't somebody that I fought with, mm-hmm. just someone that wasn't present. And I was like, you know, I never asked him myself if he wanted to be part of it. Because, like, sometimes reminding somebody their role is including them in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, hey, like, you want to be part of my life? Like, just want to talk and, like, you know, like, maybe, like, I'll let you buy me groceries. And that sounds crazy, right? Mm-hmm. That sounds so crazy because people would probably, like, would typically be, like, why would somebody, like want to pay for your stuff? Like, you're using them. And it's, like, no, like, that's his love language, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I feel like we forget that not everybody thinks the same as us. And so it's, like, somebody, like, wants to do that for you. Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to protect you mm-hmm. while you're, like, somebody wants to, that is somebody else's love language.
Mm-hmm. And what they long to do.
Exactly. Mm. So let them do it. Mm-hmm. So let them do it. Because there are a lot of people that, like, because I understand exactly what you mean, like, in the world we live in where it's, like, a lot of us are just out of place. Because we, like, we live under a system that praises just one way of being efficient. And then the rest of us are like, well, we see different, like, we have different roles, though, that we're not just that one thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's, like, one of us getting up and being like, okay, no, like, I see that now. And you belong here in the line, and you belong here because that's your strong suit. But not only is it your strong suit, but that's what you love to do. Mm-hmm. That's your default. Mm-hmm. And so, and I say that even just, like, as a Black woman, like, a lot throughout my life, like, I've rejected help. That's something that I've just, like, rejected a lot throughout my life. It's just, like, help. Because that's something that I just assumed wasn't something that was going to be given to me. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we're told. Mm-hmm. That's what we're told. I wasn't, but the truth is, I wasn't even told that by my mom.
I wasn't even subconsciously being told, because you never.
It's trauma. Never That's mm-hmm. what trauma is. Mm-hmm. Trauma. Something that I realized as I unpack a lot about myself and come closer to myself is that trauma is nothing but lies. They're nothing but non-truths. Mm-hmm. Literally, they're just lies and limitations. Like, the whole time, because I'm like. Because I'm telling myself, like, oh, as a Black woman, people are not going to be helping me out. They're not going to. They think I can do it all on my own. Mm. Oh, wait. Because as a Black woman, I also can change the narrative. Well, I'm about weak as a mug. Help me with these boxes. Yeah. Help me with these boxes. Because as soon as I started being like, look, I'm not her all the time. I'm not, though. I'm only her because I have you guys. Mm-hmm. And I always remind my friends that, too. I'm like, I can only do is, like, I'm not just strong all the time. I'm not the one that can always take the lead.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm only able to take the lead because I observed you guys. Mm. Like, literally, oh, my gosh, I'm actually so irresponsible sometimes. Like, that wasn't something that came naturally to me. Mm-hmm. Like, leading and understanding, like, what to do wasn't something that came naturally. I literally, like, obtained that through watching my friends.
And now imagine if they were, like, greedy with that.
Exactly.
Because that kept on, like, ringing in my head. Like, you said greedy in terms of, like, holding on to, like, the thing. Mm-hmm. But then I thought in my head, it's also greedy of us to hold on to that energy.
Yeah. You know? And it's also
just hoarding it.
Exactly. And it's also greedy of us to hold on to letting people know how good they're doing too, though. Mm. Because I realize this, like, it's never like I'm the type of person where, like, I, like, appreciate everyone doing their role everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. even if it's not my role, like, I can see when somebody's doing their thing. Mm-hmm. I really can tell when someone's, like, in their energy. And Like, I would just let it go in my head and not say anything. Mm. Like, literally, I'd be like, yeah. Because I'd assume that they knew. Mm. I'd assume they already knew. Mm. But I'd be like, oh, like, suddenly I was just like, no, they need to know. Like, they helped me learn how to meal prep. Mm. And that's a big deal. Because I started eating the right amount of food, like, getting the right amount of nourishment that I'm supposed to when I started meal prepping. Mm. So I started telling my friends, I'm like, you know, I learned how to dance from you. Mm. And they're like, and the surprise that you see mm-hmm. on their face, and I'm like, you guys didn't know that? Mm. Like, man, you're the master of it, though. Mm. Like, I fully learned how to cook from you by watching you. Mm-hmm. Just because they were just doing their little thing, they're like, oh, that, because that comes natural to them. Mm. And so it's just, like, just got to remind each other, like, because it's liberating. We're freeing each other.
Yes.
Not just ourselves, because it's not, it's a team effort. Mm-hmm. We're literally, our job, I think that's another thing that we need to remember is, like, we're not just here to free ourselves. We're not alone. We're not alone. That's the whole gag. Like, I don't know. We just needed to, like... And it's like, duh, mm-hmm. but still,
it's
also, though.
It's like that reminder.
But it's still, though, it's like, no, but, like, let's act like it then. Mm-hmm. Let's act like we're not alone. Because I had to, I would always say that throughout my life. I'm like, I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone. But I didn't act like someone that knew they weren't alone. Mm. Like.
Tap into those resources.
Exactly.
Tap into those people around you.
Exactly. We have so much more power than we believe. Mm-hmm. Like, truly. Because I even, there was a point where I was like, who am I to change the narrative of, like, people are just going to believe that black women are just strong and that's just it. Mm. We're just going to be the sapphire caricature. Mm. But as soon as I, like, was honest, because it wasn't that I was lying. Mm. But I wasn't fully honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I would try to cover up, like, the times where I was like, man, like, I'm a little tired, but I gotta do my role. Mm. If you're tired, then that's not your role. Mm. Wow. If you're tired in that moment, then that's not your role. Because if you're forcing it, then that's not your role. Mm. Like, there, you don't have to put a title to your role, because your role is contextual. If you're forcing it, then that's just not what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And if you're forcing it, there's somebody else that's like, man, I want to, like, I want to help her pull the wagon, but she said she already got it. Mm. So I don't want to ask her again and irritate her. Mm. But whole time I'm pulling the wagon, I'm like, the wagon is heavy. Like, we just shouldn't. It's just a matter of, like, if you're forcing it, it's not your role.
At all.
You know it's your role when it's flowing.
Mm. And I think that's a very good indicator in anything that we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
It's like we shouldn't feel any pushback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pushback
is... Especially relationships, too.
Yes.
It's so funny. This is the theme that is coming up right now. Because my mom and I was talking about somebody close to us, their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we are seeing them push
yeah.
these two pieces together.
Yeah.
And to see something being forced, it's like seeing an explosion happening right before your eyes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Because you are seeing
it's friction.
It.
It's yes. nothing but friction.
Yes. Yeah. And you are seeing it. And you're like, I think you should. Do you really want to? But they're not seeing it for themselves or yeah. want to admit it for themselves.
Yeah.
Then it's like, how can I even help you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
You know that this force is not supposed to be reckoned with. Like, why are you still engaging in it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because what, like, what friction is it's discipline. Mm. But it's only discipline if we listen to it. And so it's like, we have, like, when we see friction occur, when we see fatigue occur, when we see arguments occur, it's our decision to be like, okay, like, I'm clearly, like, forcing this. Let me not. This isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can let the explosion teach you that lesson.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you can choose to learn when the lesson's going on, or you could learn the hard way.
Yeah.
And you have to go to after school to get those extra lessons
yep.
in. Because you're like, Dang.
There's a saying back home. Mm-hmm. It goes, who don't hear would feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you don't hear, like, the advice that I'm giving you, you're going to feel it from the consequences.
Okay.
It's like,
okay. Because, and I'm saying this as someone that used to learn the hard way.
Mm.
Like, I'm not just saying this like I'm like, oh, I've observed it all. Nah, man. I definitely, like, what was that? My mom used to say, like, hard-headed. I used to be so hard-headed. Like, I used to just be like, no, but that's, like, we could, and it's like, yes, you can make things work, but sometimes making that thing work is leaving it alone. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. like that's
surrender.
No, but literally surrendering. Surrender. Like being like dropping it.
Yeah.
Let me just drop it. It's burning my hands. I have to drop the potato. Mm-hmm. Like it's burning.
Mm.
But I literally would just be like, no. Well, it's in, like, it was given to me. And it's like, just because it's given to you doesn't mean you have to keep it.
Oof.
And that's why I keep saying roles are contextual.
Mm. Just because it's given to you does not mean you have to keep it.
It's contextual.
Ooh-wee.
When you see that something is no longer for you, even if that's a leadership role. Like, it's like, well, I was given this role. Yes, you were given that role. You were. And that's special because they knew for in this period of time, that's why they needed you.
Mm.
That's why they picked you.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's friction, it's time to pass it on because I know that you recognize someone better fitting.
Mm.
Like, it's like, it, not even just in relationship. Like, well, I'll say in relationships because relationships aren't even just friendships or even, like, romantic relationships are community.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships is, and this is something that we've forgotten as a people, relationships is politics.
Mm.
Like, when I talk to people about politics, like, sometimes I'll like, I had a friend, it wasn't even asked to me, like, I'm gonna tell her story, but it was so impactful that I have to tell her story.
Mm-hmm.
She was at a party, and this guy was like, so are you into politics?
Mm.
And she was like, yeah, I feel like as a human being, there's no way you can't be. And he was like, oh, well, I don't believe in that. .. Mm. Politics isn't a religion. Politics quite literally means the security of a people.
Mm.
And what is the security of a people? Essentially harmony.
Mm.
Harmony ensures the security of everyone. Because there's not no mess going on in a harmonious environment.
Mm.
And so when she told me, he said he didn't believe it, I was like, it's because we forgot what that word means. We forgot that politics is relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're shown politics is left or right, mm-hmm. blue or red. And we're not shown that, like, we all exist in this place together and we're all trying to make sure we're all feeling good.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, we've come so far to the point where we think we're against each other when we want the same thing.
When exact it comes down same to thing. It, we exact want the same thing.
Exact
the exact same
thing.
Whether you're from the Caribbean or you're from the States, it's the exact
exactly.
same thing.
Exactly. It doesn't
you
matter
want.
Where. We all want the same thing. And what is that? To be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. To be secure.
To be secure.
To be secure.
Oh, that's the word.
To be secure.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
That is the word. To be secure. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because I'm pretty sure anything that anybody talks about, what are they going to talk about? I want somewhere to live. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I have food.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that who I call on, I can rely on.
Mm-hmm.
That's, we're searching for that security.
Yeah.
We all are.
Yeah.
But then it's like people and things come into
yes.
play, and then it's like
yes.
we forgot.
Yes, because people marketing, this is the only way of security.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that may be what worked at the time, but that doesn't mean that's the only way.
Mm.
Because the way that I think about it, like, so I recently just started watching Avatar The Last Airbender again.
Love it. That's my show.
Because it's just never going to not be fire.
Come on.
Like,
come on.
And I think it's really cool how when Aang is able to commune with his ancestors, they're ancestors from different time periods. And so as I'm watching this, I'm like, it reminds me of the way that I study history and, like, activism. Mm. Like, I study activists not just from one time period. Like, even though a lot of the time in the history classes, we are just introduced to, like, Malcolm X and, like, Martin Luther King. I'm like, no, I'm not only studying activists from different time periods, too, but different races and ethnicities. Because we have a lot, because we're also only taught about activists that are American. And so I'm like, no, there's a lot that we can learn because, like, there's a reason why it worked in these different places. Mm-hmm. And we might actually be able to apply something from, like, I don't know, random, like the 1700s to now. Mm. Because, like, it's the same way that trends are cyclical.
Yep. 100%.
Like, and so, like, as I'm watching Avatar The Last Airbender, I'm like, he eats. Because he literally has all these ancestors that he, like, with all, there's a reason he has access to all this different knowledge. And he was like, I don't know which one to talk to. Because Aang intrinsically understood that it matters which one he picks. It matters. Yes. Which one, because it has to apply to the context.
He can talk to Roku. Or he can talk, what's her name from, the Earth Kingdom.
No, because she was my favorite, but I can never remember.
She was talking about her. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that Ozai? Oh, shit.
No, literally.
This is going to hurt me.
I know, because she's my fave, and I really can't remember her name.
Okay,
right,
it's
now.
Roku. Damn, and they had the whole trial for her.
Yeah. Shit. She has a whole book after her now, for too. Real? Yeah. There's a whole book.
But yeah, he had to know which one to pick.
Yeah.
And he had to know which one had the I want to say, it's not capabilities, but, like, who
it's almost like the knowledge for each situation.
Yes.
Because each of them had different strengths, not even just in their bending, but their
actual knowledge. Because Roku was, like, with relationships, because he married, he found true love, and I remember Aang, like, one of the lessons he learned from Roku was love.
Exactly.
And it was not because of airbending.
Exactly.
So it's like, yeah, you can be skilled in this thing, but you also have the wisdom.
Exactly.
And you can also, like, be tapped into that or pick that.
Exactly. And that's why it's just like we're a family.
100%.
Like, politics is like, it's relationship, it's family, it's ancestry, it's lineage. Like, we are all, it's connection. Because I don't even want to say just we are all connected, but we are connection. Like, we literally all are connection.
And it's so funny that I was saying this, and I'm in the park, and just like, yeah.
Like, even just watching, like, as I'm like, I don't know, like, I'm like looking at you, but I'm also observing everything.
Same.
I'm just like, their role is like, they're the ambiance right now.
Somebody else is playing music,
and we're the ambiance. Right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're all just doing our little shit. Like, that's just been, like, my little phrase, like, all summer. Like, I'm like, you're just doing your little shit. Like, that's your thing. You're just doing your little thing.
And then when you do that little thing, it's so easy for people to find you.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't, like, I keep on thinking of, like, past experiences. So if it wasn't for, like, Moon and Maya and myself.
Yeah.
Moon, you know, you have to do two gems.
Yeah.
Maya having the studio, me having my camera.
Yeah.
We would have never, like, crossed paths.
Yeah.
So imagine if Maya said or knew that she wanted to be an artist, but she's like, I don't know, that's too hard.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna, I don't know if I have it in me to do it.
Yeah.
Or if Moon was like, oh man, I want to do two gems, but damn, I don't believe in myself.
Right.
Or if I had my camera, I'm like, damn, these photos are good, but I don't think people are gonna like it.
I
don't know.
Yeah.
Imagine if one of those three things were to happen, that experience that we all shared was never gonna happen.
Literally.
Like, never ever going
literally
to happen. And then when we say, like, we're all connected, I don't know, there's like this rule of six or something, where it's like, it takes one person between you and the person you want to meet. And I think about that in relationships too, because it takes one person
that's
to
true
connect me to who I've been praying for.
That's true.
You know, so if we weren't all doing our parts, or if we were on letting that thing flow,
yeah,
we'd have never had this new connection.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, like, I always tell people, like, I always tell people, because I used to feel this way when I was young all the time. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as missing out what's, like, missing out on anything. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no such thing as missing out on anything, mm-hmm. like, at all. Because what is for you is gonna, like, it want, like, not only do you want that thing, but that thing wants you too.
That thing wants you. It wants you. It wants you.
It wants you too.
Like, it's not fighting you at all.
Like, whether you know it or whether that thing knows it, y'all are supposed to, like, it's invisible strength. I believe in the invisible thread theory. Mm-hmm. I do. Like, there have been so many times, even in friend groups, where, like, even if the whole friend group didn't stay together, there were a few people in this friend group. It always just so happens to be the people that I didn't talk to that much. Mm. And I'm like, so we was just supposed to be talking the whole time? Mm. That's so silly. But, like, we're here now.
Uh-huh.
That's the crazy. Like, and it's like, what's up, Paul Rudd? He's like, what is he saying that one Hot Ones interview? When he's like, look at us now.
Oh, who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Not me.
No, that's really how that's
exactly how it is. Exactly how it is. Like, who really would have thought?
No, for like, real.
Like, what?
Like, he ate with that. Because that's exactly how I feel.
And then it's like, when I see people who I'm sitting down with, I'm like, who would have thought?
No.
Who would have thought right now we'd have been here?
Right. Like, this is so silly. Like, yeah. Yeah. Because we wouldn't have thought. That's why it's our dreams. Yeah. That's why it's literally our dreams. Mm. Like, I've been telling people, I'm like, pay more attention to your dreams. Because your dreams are what leads you in line. And it's so crazy because it's like, we always talk about how dreams are so different from reality. But it's actually the same
thing. It's the same thing.
It's literally the same thing.
It's just like, I feel like what makes it different is because the reality is not matching up.
Yeah.
So it's easy to, like, forgo the dreams and just stick with reality. But then it's like back to the thing with choices. It depends on the choices that you make in order to get to that dream.
Yeah.
And then too, which I had my friend Felicia remind me about recently, I was telling her that, like, one of my dreams is to, like, travel the world, and it was, like, talking about mental health.
Yeah.
And that was one of my dreams. I was like, I'm going to be traveling. You're not going to be catching me in different countries. That's how much I was, like, dreaming about it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, Hannifer, you know you're doing that right now, right? Like, you're not from the United States. Like, you are from Trinidad. Like, you are legit, like, traveling right now, having those conversations.
Yeah.
So it's easy for us, and I say that because of that experience, to be like, this is how I imagine my dream to be. Like, my dream has to look this way.
Yeah.
Like, I have to use these colors to paint this dream.
Yeah.
When, if you really think about it, or, like, when, as we said, change that perspective, we've realized, like, oh, shit, like, I'm in that dream.
Yeah.
Like, that dream is right here, right now.
Yeah. Because I found that, like, something that I think that we got really confused is that we should use things that we see and consume, just like media. And even reality, we should use it as inspiration in a way where it's like, okay, like, we're exposed to it and it gives us an idea, but that doesn't necessarily mean it gives us a structure. Mm. Because I feel like a lot of the time we see things and we're like, okay, we want to do that. Mm-hmm. And that genuinely may be something that you want to do, but it doesn't mean it's going to look the same way that they're doing it, though. Mm-hmm. They inspired you, and that's awesome, and it was impactful, but it's not going to look the same. Mm-hmm. Like, Catwoman, literally, like, Selena Kyle, the most, like I was talking about earlier, I'm going to come back to her because that's my girl. Literally the most impactful fictional character in my life. Bro, I'm not a vigilante, but I'm a vigilante. Mm. Like, I'm a teacher. I be getting these kids turned. I be reminding them that they're free. I be reminding them that authority is wrong. What was Catwoman doing?
Exact same thing.
Like,
the exact same thing.
I didn't have to look the same. I'm not trying to go to jail.
But I'm doing it in a different way.
Exactly.
I'm doing it in a different way.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
I don't have a closing question for you, but, like, damn, where can people find you?
Where can people find me?
What are you into?
You can find me. I'm actually currently, I'm building myself. I'm going through a metamorphosis, but I'm still going to tell you guys where to find me. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram at courage with a K and three E's. And you can find me, maybe I'll release my TikTok later because I'll be on there too. But I'll be on TikTok.
Period.
I currently don't have Twitter. It's too many thoughts at one time.
It's too much. I go there to like dip my toes and then I take it right back out.
Yeah.
It's too much.
No,
it's
literally, too much. Literally. But for right now, you can find me on Instagram at courage, like I said, with a K and three E's. Maybe I'll get, if you're getting back into your podcast, maybe I'll get back into my blog bag.
Come on.
And then you'll see my blogs there. I post them there. I post my link in my bio.
Mm-hmm.
And all my stories and things like that. That's where you guys come find me. Come find me. My people, come find me. Come find me.
Yes, go find her. Come on now. Well, I hope you all enjoyed this. I enjoyed this.
I did.
Like, I hate to say, like, I don't care what y'all enjoy, but like, thoroughly, like, right now, I really enjoyed this. Yes. I really hope that y'all enjoy this as much as we did.
So I know, I just know that you guys are. This was so organic, and not that I expected anything else. Mm-hmm. But like, even like, I'm like, even in my little ramblings, I'm like, no, but like, you get it.
I get it.
And like, there were points where I was like second guessing, but I was like.
You're gonna get it. And I really hope y'all do enjoy this. As always, I think y'all should definitely share, like, follow, and leave a little rating so that way other people can find me.
Start a conversation.
I'm gonna have a poll because like Spotify allows you to have like polls.
I'm gonna
like have polls to like be more engaging. Engage.
Yes, please.
Engage.
We love that.
So yeah, that's it. Peace,
guys.